This is Talk To Me. Your host, Joshua Toomey, bring you epic rants, anecdotes, and interviews with heavy hitters from hardcore
A New Life Begins!
To hair metal. This is Talk To Me.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into Talk To Me. This is episode 238. The guest this week is the amazing Jamie Madrox of Twisted. He is on this week to talk about Astronomicon 3, February 7th through the 9th at the Wyndham Garden Hotel, Sterling Heights, Michigan. And you can get all of your ticket and VIP packages available at astronomicon.com. This year, the attendants are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle creator Kevin Eastman, actors James, Jude, Courtney from Halloween, Tom Atkins from Halloween 3, Lethal Weapon, Robert Carradine from Revenge of the Nerds, Bill Moseley from 3 from Hell, House of 1,000 Corpses, The Devil's Rejects, and so much more. A lot of great stuff going on up there, and make sure you guys are supporting Jamie Madrox and everything over at Twisted and Astronomicon. I'm finally back on the podcast. I can finally focus on music now that my Tennessee Titans are out of the playoffs. What a fantastic run by the guys. AFC Championship game, I'll take it. And congratulations to Chris Sinzak and his Kansas City Chiefs for making Super Bowl 54. I'll stay going from 2-4 to the AFC Championship game. I'll take that all the time. And it's been 17 years since we'd been in that game. Definitely bummed out that we lost. But we took out the Ravens and the Patriots on the way there. So overall, good year, and cannot wait for next year. Huge thanks to Chad Withrow from 104.5 The Zone on the last episode of the podcast, breaking down some Tennessee Titans with me. That's always fun to kind of go outside the realm of music and talk a little bit of sports. But now we're back talking some music, talking some Astronomicon with Jamie Madrox of Twisted. We also talk about their recent tour with Motionless and White. If you remember on the episode with Chris Motionless, we broke down the Motionless and White tour that they were about to go on with Twisted. And so we got the front half with Chris Motionless back at the Louder Than Life show. And now we have the backside of the tour with Jamie Madrox. Always a great guest. I know you guys love hearing from Jamie Madrox and everything going on over there in the Twisted camp. But before we get into that, guys, let's talk about the Talk To Me t-shirt. Latest Talk To Me t-shirt design with the skull, the headphones, the pizza. $25, free shipping in the continental United States. If you are outside the United States, just drop me a message and I will we'll work it out and we'll get it out to you wherever you are in the world. $25, send it over to my PayPal, paypal.me/talktome. Just leave me your size, your address, and I will get a shirt to you as soon as possible. Huge thank you to the recent purchase by Jay Zablewski, old Jay-Z. Big podcast supporter, and a huge thank you to him for ordering a second shirt. Ordered two shirts now. So if you guys want a shirt, you want a second shirt, make sure to reach out to me. Sizes small through XL right now is what I have left. And those shirts were made by our friends over there at merchlive.com. Make sure you're heading over there, checking those guys out, getting some shirts by Five Finger Death Punch, Megadeth, Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer. All your favorite bands are over there. Pantera. And once you get, once you shop till you drop, use the promo code TOME10 at checkout for 10% off your entire order. Yes, that is TOME10 at checkout for 10% off your entire order. And using that will be much appreciated because it will let them know that the Talk To Me podcast sent you. Plus, you get to save 10% off your order. So once again, TOME10, TOOMEY10 at checkout for 10% off your entire order. After my chat with Jamie Madrox, we have the return of Rob Rivera. And Rob's pick from the kit. It's got a great song coming up for you later on. So after our talk with Jamie Madrox, stick around for Rob Rivera's pick from the kit. And without any more of my ramblings, let's check out some Twisted. Get into my talk with Jamie Madrox. Here's some Twisted, some Motionless and White. And then we will get Rob Rivera's pick from the kit.
Connect with Talk To Me on Facebook at facebook.com/talktometalk. and Twitter at Talk To Me Talk.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike D from Killswitch Engage, and you are listening to Talk To Me.
Should I chop him? Maybe shoot him.
Kill him all.
Use an axe.
Or a gun.
A knife.
Or a chainsaw.
I'm gonna kill somebody.
I wanna fucking kill somebody. Should I chop him?
Kinda cut him.
Maybe shoot him.
Kill him all.
Use an axe.
Or a gun.
A knife.
A chainsaw.
I don't know why. Every time I open my eyes, I just wanna kill somebody.
I was so faded. I was surprised either one of us made it. I've been walking on the edge for so long, the line's faded. Murder go round, well, I played it. They never found anyone I used to play with. But they're all afraid to go and make a statement. Cause I'll sneak up in the basement of your place when no one's home and kill the first of any face. Them children fucking knows. And I might go into your neighbors and dress up all in their clothes. When I destroy you and your family, it's really uncomfortable. I know, thinking it's a mistake. You're thinking that there's no reason and you've never seen my face. You're right, 100% I won't lie. There's no reason other than you or the house I wanted to try. So believing in something deep is a waste of our time. Now I'm with the crime. I don't know why. Every time I open my eyes, I just wanna
kill somebody. I wanna kill somebody. Kill somebody. I wanna kill, kill, kill. I don't know where. I'm a bug, or why should I care? I just wanna kill somebody. Kill somebody. Kill somebody. I wanna kill, kill, kill.
Can you verify my ATM, please?
Look at an APB on a maniac. They refer to the news as a freak at night. Neuron cloud white and a butcher knife. He escaped last night killing who he likes. He picks his victims and hits them and picks them up. And then loads their unconscious body discreetly inside a truck. Save with the flavor, it'd probably be better to kill him right there. When nobody's looking, you stab him repeatedly. Get it over with and nobody cares. But I'm an old-fashioned guy. Gotta get the teeth and put them eyes. Cut off the hands and once and die. Look him in the eye and say goodbye. It must be something wrong.
Kill them all.
Use an axe.
Or a gun.
A knife.
Or a chainsaw.
I'm gonna kill somebody.
I wanna fucking kill somebody.
Should I stop?
Kind of cut him. Maybe shoot him.
Kill them all.
Use an axe.
Or a gun. A knife. A chainsaw.
I'm gonna kill somebody. I wanna fucking kill somebody.
Kill somebody.
I don't know why. Every time I open my eyes, I just wanna
kill.
Well, we got Jamie Madrox once again back on the Talk To Me podcast. We're going to talk a little Astronomicon 3, February 7th through the 9th, Wyndham Gardens in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Jamie, man, it's a pleasure to have you on the show once again.
Thanks for having me back on, Josh. I really appreciate it. I always have a good time every time I'm here.
Well, like I said the last time, man, you're a fan favorite, and the numbers show that the Twisted moves the needle, I guess.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Maybe it's that we have good conversations that people are intrigued in, and I think that's where we'll just leave it at that.
There we go. Well, before we dive into Astronomicon, I want to talk to you about touring with Motionless and White. Chris Motionless actually came on the show right as that tour started, and him and I had a very long conversation about them taking out you guys, which I thought was a no-brainer. But the fact that you guys were first to four on a bill like that was a huge business move for you guys, and I think most likely
for sure
got you guys in front of a lot of new people.
It did. It really did. First, always, I always have to say, Chris is just he's just the best. Him and the guys are just like real, really, really just awesome dudes. The fact that even if, you know, we may not be each other's cup of tea, so to speak, we respect each other's, like we go hard on stage and we love what we do. And we, there are so many similarities between our two bands and then so many differences. I think that just those similarities enough was what opened the door to the conversations of the tour to begin with. And for them to be just cool enough, I want to say to like give us that platform. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bands that won't do that. And if it wasn't for Chris being such a solid dude and just being a down to earth dude, I don't think it would have ever happened. So I'm extremely thankful for him. All the guys, you know, for just basically, you know, having us on the tour and giving us a chance to do what we do, which is scream in front of people and try to make people smile and change lives.
And I know you guys, you know, you did Warped Tour last year. You did the Motionless and White Tour. The latest album's got a lot of guitars, you know, throughout the album. Mm-hmm. You know, is that kind of like, you know, just the way you guys are looking at things now, like not just kind of staying in that psychopathic magic, you know, magic ninja world and kind of branching out and actually getting in front of people that, you know, may just lump you guys in with juggalos and not give it a chance?
Yeah, pretty much everything you said, but as a caveat to that would just be what I've noticed is with the Warped Tour and the Motionless run and stuff like that, these juggalos, OG juggalos, mind you, are still out there. And it's like, you would think with the invent of the internet that everyone would just follow everybody and that they don't know. Like, people came out during the Warped Tour run and they were like, holy shit, we seen you guys on the flyer. And we were like, there's no way that's Twisted. Twisted from back in the day, Twisted. We already want to go because we want to see Motionless and Ice Nine Kills. But if that's really them, this is going to make it all the more sweeter. Sure as shit, it was you guys. And I'm like, where the fuck did you think we went? You know what I mean? And it's like, and I say that playfully because at the same time, I'm really intrigued. Like, where did you think we went? But I get it. Life happens. Time moves on. And sometimes things that just aren't to the front of your plate get pushed off. And that's cool. You know what I mean? I get it. But it was refreshing to see how many people, in fact, were still out there, remembered who we were, and not to mention new fans, new faces that came on and have since then come to New Year's Evil or spot shows that we've done and been like, I seen you guys first at this stop with Motionless, and I've loved you ever since then. And it's like, that's what it's all about. It's about broadening our horizons. And for whatever we did for anyone, because people like to say, you know, your music helped me through dark times and this, that, and the other. So whatever, I hate saying magic, but whatever magic it provided for anyone else, you know, how dare you be greedy and keep that for yourself. Share it with other people. They may be in need too, and it may be that same very special element for them that it was for you.
Now, I didn't get to see any of these the shows with, you know, the Warped Tour or the Motionless Tour. But are you taking out a band or are we doing tracks?
No, we are. Well, we have our drummer Draven.
Okay.
You know, he's been with us on and off for a good while now. As far as that, so we play with him and track. We've been talking about bringing in a guitarist a couple times, and we work well as a three piece. We all know because that's our big thing when we're on stage. In the studio, there's a lot of different freedoms and stuff like that. But on stage, it's like Paul and I have grown up on stage. So we're very, you know, we're very all about our space. Stay in your circle, you know.
Right.
It's like we're very like that. So we know where Draven is. He knows where we're at. And he's figuring us out to the point where if we stop in the middle of the show and say, you know, I was thinking about this song the other day, hey man, play this. And he just starts playing it. And, you know, we just, go into a song that no one would ever thought we were going to do, or a cover or something or whatever. It's like he's starting to learn our mannerisms, and it's becoming more natural rather than practice, which is good. Which is good. So on the horizon, possibly more people on stage, maybe. But I really like the way that it is.
Very cool. Yeah, and I guess the where I was going with that was the fact that, you know, you've got two people, three mouths to feed, you know, plus a crew. You know, taking a band out like Twisted is not going to break the bank for anybody to put on their tour.
Oh no, for sure. And that's, you know, and that's the thing. And it's like, Just seeing, again, like just the people and the hospitality that's been extended to us, I think that in as a whole is just speaks volumes for how many people still have a care, concern, love, or respect for us. I don't want to be presumptuous. I don't know what it is. I'll take it for whatever it is, but I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Well, you guys continue to put out great stuff, and the fans are always going to be there, so... I appreciate that, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We do it for them. We do it for them and the people out there that don't even know they're fans yet. I'm telling you, we keep doing it. We haven't stopped. That's one thing I can say for damn sure. We haven't stopped.
Well, you've been doing the Magic Ninja side of the business side for a while now. And I know that, you know, you and I have talked about in the past, you know, learning from the ICP camp and seeing them, you know, doing their business side and stuff. So now that you've kind of taken control of your career even more, how have you felt that that's gone?
I feel since we've gotten more in the driver's seat, so to speak, it's been a lot more. It's an ever learning process. There's more freedoms there because now, you know, we can see everything on the horizon. It's not a selective viewing. You know what I mean? It's like when you get cable and you don't have all the channels. You just have a few channels. You know what I mean? But when you have all the channels, it's like, holy shit, there's a lot of stuff out there. So it's like now seeing the broader view, yeah, there's a lot more options that may or may not have been open to us once upon a time. Or, for example, again, the Warped Tour, you know, the Run with Motionless, stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's like all that stuff, I don't feel any of that would have happened, you know, in a time gone away.
Right.
So like, I think that it's because of that, progressiveness that we have about us. We honestly see Twisted in a future. And I think that kind of thinking is what keeps us motivated to keep pushing the envelope and keep evolving and keep staying with the times or against the times or somewhere in a time loop. We keep existing. And I think that's the key to everything that we do. And the fact that now we're more, again, in that position to make the things that we want to happen, or take the truth of this is never going to happen and just be able to face that and keep pushing. It's like, it's very liberating.
Absolutely, man.
It truly is, man. It truly is.
You guys just recently put out F Feelings, Fuck Feelings. Yeah. As a single, is that something you want to continue to do? Is just kind of put out a song here and there, or do you like the album concept?
Well, okay. This is fun. I'm gonna try to give you the short version of this because this is a conversation that we keep having. Yes, we want to. Well, okay. First of all, the industry changed the patterns. So now, like all of the people that I'm a fan of, they don't put out albums anymore. Now they just put out a single every 3 weeks to keep them relevant in a digital world that's changing so fast that if you don't get with the times, you just get forgot.
Yeah.
So that is a new kind of like unspoken rule in the music industry that we are starting to learn on a daily basis. So that conversation brings about another conversation, which I have and we've been having, me and Monoxide, which is, if you were to compartmentalize a record, does it still have the same end effect for the listener?
Yeah.
For example, if you were to take like the same, and I said this in another interview, but it's the same shit. If you were to take Nightmare on Elm Street and chop it up into different parts and just show the part when he came through the wall, or just show the part where they're having the sleepover, or just show Tina in the bag. Is it all going to make sense? Because when you sit down and you take in that whole meal, now you digest it and you're like, that was a really intense movie. So what I'm saying is my question as an artist, and I'm still asking myself this is where I'm at right now, and is if I was to make an album in theory and make it long play in my mind and then chop it up and give it to this newfound digital world that needs a new single every 3 weeks to keep us relevant, and I was to compartmentalize a record, is it still going to have that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
that, and that is the question. So that, my friend, Josh, that's the goddamn question that I'm, the million-dollar question is will it work? I mean, a song is a good song. It'll stand on its own. That goes without saying. So if you make, you know, 10 great songs, then who gives a shit?
Right.
But for that old school Juggalo vibe or the themed records or records with a, you know, these kind of, you know, ups and downs and turns that all go together like a roller coaster, will it have the same effect? So I don't know. I'm still minded to go for a record. And then, like I said, and we'll see what happens. The powers that be, man, again, part of that liberation, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you guys can do whatever you want at this point, but the thing
you
with...
You can, but it's smart to talk to the parent company, which we have learned, and being independent, is talking with them and having them help us strategize how we want to go about executing what it is we want to do. You know what I mean? So, and they've been really, I have to say, Ingrooves has really been really, really on the money with us all the way through, so... Our relationship has been good like that, and they're helpful with us, or to us rather, as well as with us, making shit happen and making it cool.
Well, that's the thing too with an entire album, and I know you guys probably got this when you released the latest album, was I listened to so many interviews with so many people, and interviews are already like, you know, they're talking about the new album, but they're also asking, you know, like, well, when's the next album? And you're like, damn, you know, can I at least let this album breathe for a minute?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, and again, that's, and you know, it's part of that, what I said to you earlier in the conversation, this fast paced way that because of the internet and because of social media and just because of life being a fast food, fast time, quick, turn it around, get it out of here. It's what's here now is gone tomorrow. Yesterday's old news, all that shit. It's like, we're so progressive now that, if you're not involved in that, you can. That's how you get lost.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy that the world has kind of turned all the way back to like 45s. You know, you could when people would sell just a 45, and now it's all about the single, man. Let's dive into.
You know, and what's unfortunate about that, and I agree with you. I agree with you because it's like if somebody puts forth a body of work, be it a graphic novel, a book, a movie, whatnot, you know, it should be taken in as a whole. It should be digested and thought about and given some time before it's like, well, here's the next one. But man, that's how it is. It's not like when we were kids, you'd go see Star Wars and you waited like 5 fucking years before Empire Strikes Back. Now you're a kid and you go to sit down and watch Stranger Things. You can binge watch the whole season in 4 hours.
Right. Yeah.
It's done. You know what I mean? Imagine that. Imagine back in the day, us being kids, and we just go and we sit down and we binge watch, you know, Star Wars, Empire, Return, we're done. And then we just, 10 years later, now New Hope, blah, blah. You know, it's like,
right.
You can just, 1, 2, 3, and that's it.
I did enjoy the fact that The Mandalorian did kind of come out on a schedule, because I would have totally sat down and watched all of it all at once, but it did let you kind of marinate and let the world kind of take into the Baby Yoda nonsense.
I agree. No, I fully agree. And I think that was ballsy on their part of going against the grain. But if anybody, how not Disney? Disney's probably the only people who could do that and actually get away with it and be like, oh, and others will follow and do it, because that is like, it's almost like you have to give too much, show too much, because if it's not enough, then, you know, that's the way everybody thinks. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, if you binge watch anything, you're going to miss everything. And, you know, and if you take it one episode at a time, you're going to think about it for the week. And you're like, oh, yeah, I didn't really think about it that way. And then you kind of go from there. But, yeah, I can sit down and watch 6, 7 episodes of something at a time, and ask me something that happened in episode 3, I couldn't tell you.
See, and that's how quickly, like all the things are just like followed through the pan. Yeah. Like I remember, you know, even with my Adam West shit as a kid, you know, that same bad time, same bad channel, and all they were, you know, intended to be cheesy for the more, you know, adult people. But, But, like, to me, like, that was my cliffhanger, man. Kids at school the next day, you think he's going to get out of that clam mouth? Do you think? do you really think Robin's toast, really? You know, and you're debating this shit in schools because you can't wait to go home and see it. It's just like there is no more of that. You know that you just fast forward to the next part. It's like that, yeah. Yeah, man. Welcome to the future.
Right. Well, you're right. The future for you right now is Astronomicon 3, like I said, February 7th through the 9th, and the Wyndham Garden there in Sterling Heights, Michigan, man. So the first year, you know, you talked about it, there's the blizzard, but there were still over 2,000 people. The second year, over 3,500 people. So what are we looking for this year?
To be honest, I don't deal with the numbers part of it. I just want to see what I'm looking for is a nice, full amount of people every day with smiles on their faces, everybody happy, memories transpiring, people soaking it all in, and everybody having a good time. I just want to keep that vibe up. I'm sure if you were to ask Mike or George or one of the number guys, they'll probably be like, you know, a minimum 4K I don't know. Right. No, well, we keep growing, you know, I don't want it to ever be too much to where it's like, you know, but yeah, let's keep growing in a positive light. I definitely more than last year. That's what I'm hoping for. But we've gone a little more ambitious this year. So I'm hoping for a pretty more bigger turnout, I would say. We got some heavy hitters, Josh.
You do. You got Bill Moseley, Damian Leone, David Howard Thornton.
Kevin Eastman, yeah, Alexa Bliss.
Mickey Avalon.
Richard Brake. Yeah, come on. DJ Graham. Right. Art the Clown. I mean, you know, yeah. there's some really cool stuff. The 25th anniversary of Clerks with Brian O'Halloran and first appearance of Jeff Anderson. I guess he doesn't do cons very much. And
oh, wow.
That's a big deal. So, like, you know, there's some really, really cool things to raise an eyebrow. I want to say across all boards, whatever your bag is, I think we should have something for somebody or a little bit of something for everybody for that bag.
Yeah, I was just watching, what was it, The Toys That Made Us and the Kevin Eastman episode, man, with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Man, I mean, I love all of those. I'll watch any of those documentaries, but the one especially on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Kevin was amazing.
Absolutely. To understand how much of a legend that guy is. And it's like, I never think time has been moving at such a fast and rapid pace lately. Sometimes you have to literally stop and look back and really enjoy what's happening. It's like, if you think about it and you watch one of those documentaries, him and Peter Laird,
mm-hmm.
Laird or whatever.
Yeah.
So like, you know, Eastman and Laird said, you know, From seeing it go from just a homemade, odd-shaped size comic book in, like, the 300 print run to becoming something that's, like, a fan-favorite animated series, one of the biggest Playmate-selling toys, you know what I mean? Feature films, CGI. It's probably the cornerstone of Nickelodeon right next to SpongeBob. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, this guy is the G-damn Stan Lee of Turtles. and I am in awe. I'm so like over the top. I cannot believe it's cool he's coming, and he's like, he's a really, really good dude. So like I can't wait to meet him. Some people I'm like, oh, just, you know, maybe I'll see him passing in an elevator or something. I'm like, no, I am meeting Mr. Eastman. This is going down. Holy shit.
Yeah, I love any of those stories about, I'll watch a documentary on pretty much anything, but I love any stories about just, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles started with just two dudes just drawing in a house, you know? It's not like they had this master plan and the scheme and corporate money and all this other stuff. They just truly wanted to draw a comic book, and they did.
But what was cool, and I thought, and just much like life, is when they actually, when it did captivate people like themselves, and they found out how many more there were that were going to be captivated, how it grew. And I think what's neat about there's one of them, I can't think of the name of it. I'll text you when we're done with the conversation, but if you haven't seen it, that one's the best. But it just shows how, like, as they got more into corporate stuff, they're like, I'm just gonna hire all my buddies. Well, you can pencil, And, you know, their one buddy's working on the adventures of the turtles. Now it's a little kid's version of it. And they hire this lawyer to go pitch the deal to Playmates. And it's like rapidly, man, that ball is rolling and things are just picking up momentum and such is life. It's like, it's a great story and he's a great dude. And I can't wait to see how many people really come out of the woodwork with all their, like, you know, old school toys and comic books to get tagged up by him. Seriously.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Who else are you looking forward to seeing? Who else is on the bucket list this year?
I mean, you know, I've always wanted to meet Richard Brake after watching, especially after watching, you know, the Three from Hell movie and stuff like that. So I've already, you know, had the luxury of knowing Bill, but now I want to meet him, and all my buddies are all amped up because of the whole Game of Thrones thing. See, I didn't really watch that, so that, you know what I mean? But I'm like, I think it's cool. And we're doing a cool pro photo op where it's Mosley and Richard Brake as Otis and Foxy from, it'll be the Two from Hell.
Nice.
Super sweet pro photo op and, you know, in character. And I think that's cool. That's another thing that we've been really proud to present is, like, having a lot of these characters do these pro photo ops and, like, dress up like the characters or step right out of the ring, so to speak, and be in the attire and capture that moment with the fans. And that's pretty cool. Like, DJ Graham from part 6 of Friday the 13th, he's Jason. He's doing one. This is some cool stuff, man. There's going to be some, I can't say his name right. I can never pronounce dude's name right. I want Walter Phelan, Dr. Satan.
Nice.
House of 1,000 Corpses. That guy, if you've seen him, if you know, I know you know who I'm talking about. I can't even wait to see what that pro photo op looks like. That guy is what nightmares are manufactured out of. Jesus Christ. He's something to look at. But yeah, man, it's going to be a good time. I think I'm excited this year. There's going to be a lot of people to see in me.
Well, cool, man. Well, as we wrap this up, man, what's 2020 look like for Twisted?
I'm going to say it's going to look like, I'm pulling this right out of the seat of my pants. We have been talking a lot about locking down our as we grow, we want to grow. And so I'm saying get ready for new imagery, get ready for new music. I think those are the two things that I can say that won't be just blowing smoke up your ass. Those are two things that you will, I'm telling you, next time I talk to you, Josh, I promise you, you'll be like, when we last talked, you said something about new imagery and holy shit, what the fuck is this? That's, I'm pretty sure I can almost, that's me futuristically quoting you, Josh, next time we have conversation.
Well, I can't wait for it, man. Well, Jamie, good luck with Astronomicon, good luck with Twisted, and have a great 2020, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your time, man. Thanks for having me on. Talk to me, man. See you later, bro.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace. Light like nights and this fun screen. Nothing new to me, it seems. I'm the astrotype. Coming to blood from this horror life of dreams. Stealing, living, killing. Dig a hole and put us up in it. Whack it back cause we're here to stay. Cause we're the trash you can't throw away. If I'm born over so early. Come next.
this is Jim Florentine, formerly of That Metal Show, and you're listening to Talk to Me. Nice.
To me, listeners, this is Rob Rivera from the band Nonpoint, and you are listening to Rob's Pick from the Kit. I'm back, and I'm sorry for the lengthy hiatus from here. 2019 saw a lot of things happen to me in my personal life, and also I was very busy touring, and I started my own podcast, so I focus a lot of my energy on that. No disrespect to Joshua or anything like that, but I hit him up, and I said I would love to do it again. So I'm here, and we're going to pick an artist who was, still is, actually, in a massive heavy metal band, who made a shift in his career to try some different things, that man being Rob Halford of Judas Priest, and he joined and formed, or joined it, whatever the case may be, for the band called Fight with Scott Travis, who is also the drummer Judas Priest and formerly of, I believe, Razor X, and also Russ Parrish, who people may know him now as the guitar player in Steel Panther, and I cannot remember what his stage name is, so I'm sorry, Russ, but I know who you are. So anyway, the song Nailed to the Gun from Fight's debut album, I picked it up on vinyl, the album called War on Words, or War of Words. Man, I'm not having, my facts are just not very good right now. It's was such a welcome change, even though it was very saddening for me to see Rob leave Judas Priest. I think that at that time, you know, there's some people that just want to do something different, and he did it, you know, and I enjoyed the Tim Ripper Owens era of Judas Priest. I thought Tim, who I've actually met and jammed with, who's a super nice guy, incredible talent. Those who don't know Tim, he has sang with Malmsteen, he sang with Iced Earth, and with Judas Priest, and he's got a slew of other projects that he's involved with. I believe he's in the Dio Disciples, which is a tribute to Dio's music. I believe that's what they're called, Dio's Disciples, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, the song Nail to the Gun was debuted on MTV on Headbangers Ball. You guys remember that when they played fucking amazing metal videos? Now they don't fucking do, for whatever reason. They still call MTV. I don't get it. But yeah, that song, and it was such an awesome change. I mean, you could see that Rob was getting influenced by the heavier stuff. And if anybody remembers, when Judas Priest released Turbo and Ram It Down, they were stylistically different from what had come previously, like British Steel, Scream for Vengeance, Point of Entry, and like Defenders of the Faith. But I think touring with bands like Testament and heavier bands enabled them to put out a record called Painkiller, which was heavy as fuck and faster than anything they had done at that time. And for those who don't have the latest release, Firepower, you need to pick it up. It's probably one of the top five best metal releases in the Judas Priest. Well, best Judas Priest releases in their catalog. So definitely check that out. But anyway, here is Nailed to the Gun by Fight. It is newly out on vinyl. Pick it up. It is a very, very good record. And something that Rob Halford should definitely be proud of. And I'm sure he is. And anyway, here it is. Enjoy.
All right, huge thank you to Jamie Madrox for coming on the podcast. Make sure you guys are checking out Astronomicon 3 up there in Detroit. Make sure to go to astronomicon.com for all your VIP meet and greets and all that good stuff. Huge thank you to Rob Rivera of Nonpoint for giving us a pick from the kit. Good to hear from him again. And once again, make sure you're heading over to paypal.me/talktome. $25 free shipping. Drop me your size, your address, and I'm going to get a new Talk To Me t-shirt out to you. Head over to merchlive.com, shop till you drop, use the promo code TOOMEY10 at checkout. Yes, that is TOOMEY10 at checkout for 10% off your entire order. Let them know that I sent you. This has been the Talk To Me podcast. I am Joshua Toomey, and I will talk to you soon.